3D printing.
And then, of course, people talk about that every home is going to have a 3D printer. Is that feasible?
Yeah, it's possible. It's a long way off. I think there is a lot of hype around 3D printing, and understandably so. It's incredibly exciting. We're a long way off seeing that happening yet. Whether people would want a 3D printer in their home is something I don't think a lot of people have really put too much thought into yet. I don't know if it's something that people would want to engage with on a domestic basis. I think we'll see, in the future we'll see people being able to have one at home if they want to, but actually maybe they would rather outsource that to someone else. I think what we'll see is the access to production being much easier. Mm. I think we will be able to choose on what level we engage with it, whether that will be domestically ourselves or whether we outsource that to someone else. And I think that's what really will change. It's how we choose to engage with production. We can choose what level it is that ourselves.
Could you just briefly describe what a 3D printer looks like for people? I think many people who have never seen one.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think they can look like almost anything, and I think that's part of the problem. And as I say, they can look like almost anything. The large industrial 3D printers look like a fridge. They look like a big metal case with no windows, so there's very little to see going on inside. However, the smaller desktop 3D printers, they often have windows, so you can see the objects being made in front of your eyes.